to the Elimination Season 4, would you believe it? Funny people are going head-to-head, and here's your host, Bob! I digress.
Happy birthday to Lenore!
Yay!
She's going to be 40. If you don't know who she is, neither do I, so that's good. She's more, she's a stranger, so.
She's strange.
She's strange, but she's 40. I'm back!
Happy birthday, Lenore.
Yeah, forget her, it's about me now. I actually had her moment. I'm back, Dave.
Yeah, good, I'm glad you're back.
Oh, isn't it a shame, Dave?
Dave picked me up from the airport, did the airport run, and dropped me off.
Yeah.
Hope you appreciated
that. I did.
I've done it. Dodgy time.
Was it? No, not really early.
No, early morning.
Yeah, early morning.
It wasn't bad. Traffic's okay.
David. You're up at crack of dawn anyway, aren't you?
Who's dawn? Yeah. So I went to America, Florida, Orlando.
So jealous.
I know all the information now, don't I? Hey, know all the map. Few observations before we carry on about America. I wrote them down and sent myself a text about it. I did, yeah. So the best rides, just want to say this, is Avatar, riding on the back of a banshee.
That does look really good.
It is really good. Epcot, Soarin', which is...
I love Soarin'.
Oh, you know about it, okay.
Yeah, I've been on Soarin'.
You sort of sit with your feet dangling, and then you sort of go over the Eiffel Tower and over different things.
Did it make you go
all tingly? Yeah, I loved it. I went with my in-laws, and they absolutely love it. And it was the first ride we did in the whole thing. But the new Velocicoaster as well, Jurassic Park. Jesus Christ, that is a ride.
I've seen it, what it looks like on TV, on people's vlogs.
You can't book a fast pass or whatever. You can't get the lightning lane or whatever they call it. So it said 55 minutes, and I said to Vic, let's just do it. Let's just queue up. 30 minutes was in that queue.
That's all right.
Not too bad.
Full park.
Yeah. And so you go on it, and you're all the way through the queue. It's got, like, the raptors' heads in, like, the hole, you know, the hole in the wall from Jurassic World.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Like, he strokes them, doesn't he? And they're sort of held there. And they're all like... And it's really good. It's really good. And it's a really fast ride, really high and really sort of twisty. But there's a bit where you're going really fast and then you go through another bit that makes you go even faster and it chucks you back in your seat and it's... really good ride. Recommend that.
Does Vic still like rides?
Yeah, she does. She don't like sticky ones. I mean, she says that, but she goes on like Tower of Terror, which for those that don't know, it's like an up and down ride. Like them things you see at the fair.
I can't do a sickie ride, but I can do a roller coaster.
No, but that's the difference. She says she can't do sickie rides, but that's not sickie to her. Going up and down, up and down.
No, Tower of Terror isn't sickie.
Oh, it is for me. The Harry Potter one I found really sicky, where you're sort of, you're in a chair, but you're sort of holding the front of a broom. So it's like you're flying through things.
Yeah.
And there was one bit where it takes you through like this spider's web and all this. I hated that.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, I hated that. But anyway, so they're the best rides, my opinion. Gun laws, when are they going to learn?
Oh, no.
You had a couple while I was out there, and now there's another one yet. French toast and pancakes is the future with bacon.
Did you have biscuits?
But no, I didn't have biscuits.
Oh,
no.
I love biscuits.
They're like scones, aren't they? Yeah. I was having that, which surprised me because I'm more of a kind of eggs and bacon kind of guy, but sweet with the savoury was really good. Love the dollar note. We should get that. Yeah.
Oh, their money's great, isn't
it?
Better than theirs.
Yeah. Because it's just there, isn't it? It's
made out of cloth, isn't it? It's not paper, is it? I think it's cloth.
No, I think they're still doing paper.
No, I don't think it's paper. I think it's cloth.
I didn't study it, but...
Yeah. Jack Reacher, in one of his books, said it was made of cloth.
Okay.
Whether it is or not, I don't know. You know, Jack's a bit of a lying bastard.
Yeah, I've watched that programme.
Did you see any Tallahassee Lassies?
What's that?
What?
Well, someone from Tallahassee, obviously.
No.
It's a song, isn't it? Tallahassee Lassie.
Are you making that up?
No.
Okay. Is it in the 70s?
50s, I think.
Oh.
Proved my point. Plastic straws everywhere.
Is there?
Absolutely. Every drink I had a plastic straw.
That surprises me. I thought they'd be ahead of the game.
No, recycling's nothing. It doesn't make any sense. It's nothing. I don't know why. I don't believe in it. Anyway, what's the other thing I was going to say? I've been working on my Mickey Mouse impression as well.
Oh, God.
Hello, Poodle.
Actually, that
weren't
you, that was Dave.
Yeah, that was Dave, yeah, just in case. Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to hear mine?
Well, I think Dave might have beaten
you. Okay, one more.
No, I got it.
He don't do that.
Clear his throat. Oh, boy.
Oh, that's quite good.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it? Yeah, it's pretty good.
Can you do impressions of people using just saying one word? I know you can do Miss Piggy doing one, but it's not really a word, is it?
I can do Arnie's noise. That's it.
It's one word, though. Like Frank Spencer, you say, Betty. You know it is straight away.
Oh, don't think I can. Oh. Can you? Apart from Frank Spencer.
I can do one, but you probably wouldn't know it was.
Well, the listeners, though.
They might know.
All right, ready?
you got stage fright.
I don't know if I could. I've never actually done it, lad. That's doing the end. Speed!
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Speed! Yeah, that's
really good. That is pretty good.
Yeah, that is really good.
That was better than I thought it was going to be.
I could do another one, but you won't get it without the action, so I'll
More of a visual.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to take my glasses off, then hold the bridge of my nose, right?
Oh, yeah, I know what this is. Yeah, anybody overseas won't get it, but yeah, I know it is.
Ready?
Go on, then.
See if you can guess who this is. Ready? Pet.
Is it Thingy in EastEnders?
It's Frank Butcher.
Frank Butcher. Yeah. Oh, good.
And this is me.
Yeah. And back to Dave.
It
did, yeah. You've been practising?
Yeah.
In front of the mirror. Yeah.
I've got all red now.
He's embarrassed. But there's one more observation that I made that I've sort of done.
They're so much friendlier than us.
Yeah, but...
In shops, they
until
are.
You... Yeah.
I mean, they can go over the top when you go to the Disney one up in London. They go, hello, sir, welcome to Disney. I don't like all that. But if you go around a supermarket and you can't find something, they see you can't find something and they come up to you and say, can I help you? And they'll take you to exactly where it is.
I'll tell you what is good out there is Orange Fanta. Now, you think over here Orange Fanta's nice, but over there it's a different kettle of fish. It's like fluorescent. It's so nice and refreshing.
Did you walk around Walmart for hours just looking at
it? No, I went straight to the toy section.
Oh, my God, yeah. I bet you did as well.
Yeah, half my case was wrestling figures when I came back.
I believe that.
Yeah,
totally.
Well, do, because it's in fact, yeah.
In fact, your pictures were lovely, I thought, of you in the ring. And
I got a Hogan's Beach Shop, on International Drive. Went in there, and, the last time I went there was a car in the middle, like a Corvette painted yellow and red. But, this time they had a ring, like a mini ring that you could get in and have your picture. Yeah.
Did you put it on the elimination thing?
No, I didn't think people would be interested.
Oh, I think you should.
Okay, I will do.
Anyway.
So, obviously, evenings, we're not party animals. So, we were going to bed normal time and watching telly, like Law and Order, Forensic Files, something
but
like that.
But did you watch the firework shows, like Epcot's and the Magic Kingdom?
No, we didn't. No, we'd seen it before. We did. I mean, we were in the parks all day as well. Yeah. And I'm sweating. And they're like, oh, should we stop? Yeah. They were like, oh, should we stop for a coffee? And I'm sweating. I'm like, coffee? I can't think of anything worse. I can't wait to get inside. Like, as soon as I leave an aircon bit, I'm looking for the next one.
Yeah.
Like, just get me to it. Anyway, so the TV, right, their adverts are incredible. Okay, so first of all, adverts for absolutely pointless things. This guy came on and he said, I thought this product was so great that I bought the company. And it's a company that supply glass plates that your office chair sits on.
You know,
you would put down like a rug or a mat or something like that. It's like a glass plate that your chair sits on for working from home. The most pointless thing in the world. Just get a rug. I bet it's annoying when you roll off of it.
I'm going to say I'm rolling off.
Yeah, because your chair. Cause,
roll on, roll off.
Because if it's on a carpet or a rug, it's going to sort of hold its. It won't be rolling around all the time. But on glass, it was the most pointless. And you could see he'd put a lot of money into it as well. It's a good advert. But for something completely pointless. The other one was paper plates. And the funny thing was, the advert was a guy having a date. Obviously, this date had come. Having a date with a girl. And he comes out the kitchen with, like, meatballs and spaghetti, like, piled onto a plastic plate. And it said something, don't let your plates let your date down. And he hands her the plate and it folds and it falls onto her lap. First of all, don't use paper plates if you're getting a date
you're
over.
Yeah.
And don't do spaghetti and meatballs. That's the worst thing you can give to a girl on a date, surely. Goes all over you. Goes all over you, didn't you?
Well, so she's a slob or not.
This ain't
you?
Lady and the Tramp, Dave. Get over it.
Well, yeah, it is, though, isn't it? You can decide whether she's a lady or a tramp by the way she
eats her
spaghetti.
Yeah, but she's already thought you're a tramp because you've got no proper plates. Anyway, that's the two adverts I wanted to talk. But I did want to talk about medication adverts out there. Jesus, they love a medication. And I've got one for you. I'm going to play it, okay?
Oh,
right, yeah, yeah. I'll put this together, right? Now, this advert is about a minute long.
Okay? Is it a radio advert?
No. This was on telly, but you can still get it. I have sort of had to download it and do it, so it's like seconds. It's not completely clear. You can hear it, but whatever. Anyway, so this advert is about a minute long, but the advert in reality is about 20 seconds long, okay? I couldn't find a profanity buzzer, you know, where it goes boop, because I don't want the product to be out there in the world. So I had to put a noise in there. I put a golf swing in there, okay?
Right, okay?
So every time there's a golf swing, they mention the product. So, yeah. Okay, just be wary of that. But what to listen out for on this
Jane
advert.
Jane might know this advert.
Oh, yeah, she's probably seen it a million times. Yeah, probably. So this advert, it's the side effects you've got to listen to, okay?
Right.
The advert itself is about 20 seconds long. Listen to the side effects. You ready for this?
Living with metastatic breast cancer means being relentless because every day matters and having more of them is possible. But the only one of its kind proven to help you live significantly longer when taken with fulvestrant, regardless of menopause status.
Plus fulvestrant is for HR-positive, HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer that has progressed after hormone therapy. Diarrhea is common, may be severe, or cause dehydration or infection. At the first sign, call your doctor, start an antidiarrheal, and drink fluids. Before taking, tell your doctor about any fever, chills, or other signs of infection. Cause low white blood cell counts, which may cause serious infection that can lead to death. Life-threatening lung inflammation can occur. Tell your doctor about any new or worsening trouble breathing, cough, or chest pain. Serious liver problems can happen. Symptoms include fatigue, appetite loss, stomach pain, and bleeding or bruising. Blood clots that can lead to death have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have pain or swelling in your arms or legs, shortness of breath, chest pain, and rapid breathing or heart rate, or if you are nursing, pregnant, or plan to be.
Every day matters, and I want more of them.
Ask your doctor about every day.
That is mental.
Can I just say something?
So many.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, go on.
As annoying as that was, it's still not as annoying as Michael McIntyre.
Are you having a laugh?
That's
you're
a lot.
You're having a laugh. You're having a laugh.
And that's just one example. There are so many of them, and obviously they've got to pay for their medication. So they go to your doctor and ask about this. But to list, if you've got arms, if you've got legs, if you've got eyes, and you've got a nose,
that was a depressing advert.
That's a minute long, that advert, and the actual talking about what it can do for you is 20 seconds. The rest of it is just side effects. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
but that's their telly. Every advert is like that. There was another advert that had a tune that went, liberty, 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 liberty. And we found ourselves just singing that like mental people.
Is it about the shop in London?
No, it's not. I'm going to say it's about, but they were good adverts, actually. They were quite funny. But yeah, so that was my...
The thing is, ain't the television people realise that nobody watches bloody adverts on telly because everything's recorded and you've whizzed through the adverts?
Well, we're not, though, are we? We're in a hotel. We're stuck with it. We have to watch them.
Yeah, well, funny is, sometimes when we're getting ready to go out in Greece, the adverts could be a programme you can follow because it's a quiz programme or Sky News. When the timed it once, 9 minutes the advert break.
Yeah.
9 minutes.
9 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've written that on my text to myself. Adverts.
What, 9 minutes?
No, adverts on TV more than the actual programme.
Oh,
yeah. And adverts come on as well. They come on just randomly as well. So you could be halfway through a scene. Oh, and then they did the blood test and it turned out that it was liberty, liberty, liberty. It just comes on halfway. There's no warning. There's no like. But they love her coming up. Yeah, coming up in today's episode. Blah, 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 tell you the whole episode. And then they go for an advert break.
Their American cousins are mental, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I had a great time, though. And it was really hot out there. Sweating like nobody's business. And eating like there was no tomorrow.
I love
burgers, lasagna.
You have to, though. If you're on holiday in Florida, you've got to make the most of it all.
Yeah, I was really, because I got a little bit of IBS, I'm worried that I was going to overdo it, but no problems. Denny's we went to first of all. And Jane, I did put, did you see that? I put it on Facebook and said, I mean, Denny's. And she was like, why would you go to Denny's? I'm like, because my in-laws know everybody. They've been going there for the last 24, 5 years. So they just walk in and go, hi, how are you?
Lucky.
But all the people there just want money, don't they? She's like, oh, I'm going to get her something nice. And her dad's like, just give her money. That's what they want. They want to be able to afford medication.
That's what I want.
Anyway, 15 minutes of me chatting. That was good. It's good to be back.
You waited long enough for it, didn't
I think
you?
We should mention Ray Liotta.
Can we pause just for a second?
Yeah, go on.
Just before we go on to Ray Liotta. I've got a present for you.
For me?
Both, yeah. You ready?
This is going to hurt.
You ready?
This ain't going to be nice, Dave.
There you go, Dave. There's yours. What is it? Describe it to the kids.
It's an Orlando, Florida number plate. We've got a key ring with David written on it.
There you go. Cheesy, cheesy.
That's a nice
so guess what
thing.
Yours is?
Cheesy, Lauren. Cheesy. Got one for Mike, didn't I? He's not even here. Not even here.
Didn't even turn
Let
up.
Us down. Got one for my mum.
Oh, you shouldn't have bothered.
Got one for my mum.
Oh.
Who was he?
Got one for mum.
I love mum.
It's got number one mum. This one's for you. There you go.
I don't want to turn this over. Oh, that's really nice.
What is it?
I was going to give you a hug then, but I thought I might take the microphone. Yeah. Sister.
Do you spend all of your waking moments watching reality TV? Well, you're in good company. I'm Will.
And I'm Marissa. And we're the hosts of Cheers to Chaos Reality TV and Cocktails, a new weekly podcast that covers the ever so entertaining and cringy world of reality television.
Each week, we'll be raising our glasses and diving into the latest drama and chaos from our favorite reality TV shows.
From 90 Day Fiancé to The Bachelor, we've got all your reality favorites covered.
So grab a drink and join us as we clink our glasses to the hilarious and delightful train wrecks of reality TV.
Subscribe now to Cheers to Chaos Reality TV and Cocktails on your favorite podcast platform.
Sister.
Number one sister. There you go.
So you can be nice.
Yeah, I can, you bitch.
Oh, thank you. I really love that. That's going straight on my keys in my car. I ain't got.
That you will have. Well, this is another thing as well, because while I was away, I've been listening to episodes.
Well, you ain't been, mate.
Like the two episodes that you did while I was away. Nice one.
It's not my fault.
Have we got an audience left? Hello? Is anybody there? Dave, you like my intro now? I heard that.
Yeah, I do. It's grown on me.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I digress.
Welcome to... and obviously your car situation's going... All wrong.
From bad to worse.
And you blamed me, yeah.
I do blame you, because it was the minute you talked me into getting another car, and the minute my car heard that it's going, it died. It thought, sod you, bitch, doing you around all these years.
Yeah, you've overworked it, to be fair. It's an old car.
Oh, so it's dead now.
R.I.P. car.
Yeah.
On that subject, Dave.
What?
What do you want to say about Ray Liotta?
Well, he died today, didn't he?
I didn't know that until you just
said
it.
Who is he?
Yeah.
What? Oh, Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Lewis told me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
67, I think. Yeah, I mean, his career fell off
whacked?
A bit. No, he didn't get whacked. I just saw he died at age 67. He might have got whacked, but I don't think so. But his career sort of, his best part of his career was the early part, wasn't it? His roles got less and less.
Yeah, I mean, apart from Goodfellas, and I know he had a very small part in B-Movie, apart from that, I don't really know much that he did. But if you're going to do one great film, Goodfellas is it, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, that's sad. I really didn't know that. You've just told me.
Now, changing the subject again.
Oh.
Our missing person called me up, when was it? Tuesday.
This is Michael.
And said, come and play snooker with me, Dad.
Snooker, look be nuts, are we?
Now, I can't play snooker anymore because my glasses. Because
What's that player's name with the upside down?
Dennis guy? Taylor. But if I do a long shot, it's so far up the other end, I'm not using my glasses anymore. So I can't really see that well. But I can still play pool. So we went and had
so it's you, Mike, and Paul.
Yeah, so we
because it's in the person's name, Pauline.
They had pool tables in the snooker place as well. So he went and played snooker for 2 hours.
Paul, you mean?
Paul for 2 hours, yeah.
He turned up for that.
Well, he would. There was alcohol beer. They sell beer. Yeah, 4 pints of beer merrily on draft.
Oh, lovely. Mm. Good beer. Trying to get the podcast sponsored by Beer Mary. you're out there.
So that was something I ain't done for a very, very long time.
Was it just the two of you?
Yeah.
Who won?
Do you want to know who won?
Yeah, go on.
Well, I haven't played for a long time.
You won, didn't you? You win everything, Dave.
Shall I tell you the score?
You're quite competitive. Like, yeah, I bet you got annoyed.
Mike 3, Dave 8. It was 8-1 at one point.
Oh, but you weren't impressed.
It's funny thing, he's a better player than I am, but I just happened to beat him all. It's quite one of them strange things. I think it's psychological.
Mind games.
Yeah.
Like Arsene Wenger and Sir Alex.
I am your father.
Literally.
Yeah, but it's just something we've done. He wants to take Fred now, doesn't he? And talking to Fred, we went to see Fred in his cup final on Sunday, didn't we?
We did. He won the Shield.
He won the Shield.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not on his own, it was a team.
It won 11 against one.
Yeah, it was good though, wasn't it? Good
game. It was good. It was sun shining and that. It was, they went 2-0 up, then 2-2.
Yeah.
They came back, and then they went 3-2, and then 4-2 up.
So the other team got a goal. They was hanging on a bit at the end.
I forgot they got another.
I think that team had already beaten the French team. They sort of got revenge.
So
yeah, it was good.
Their team did better than the last game Dully Jamlet did then. That we
don't mention the war.
Oh, yeah, we already mentioned that. That season's over, thank God. Right, I think we should talk about our match.
Yes, we should.
25 minutes in. Lee Evans versus Peter Kay.
This is a big one.
I've had all this time to think about it and I still, right this second, don't know what
that's good, isn't it?
I don't either. Now, Lee Evans is probably one... actually, both of these, Peter Kay and Lee Evans, they're both one of them stand-ups that I watched on repeat in the 90s, like when their stand-up came. I had it on DVD or VHS, whatever it was. And I would watch it over and over again. And I've told this story before where the Lee Evans thing where he does Bohemian Rhapsody, I did it in school and sort of tricked everyone thinking I made it up and I didn't. But it was a VHS, so nobody else had the VHS, no YouTube, no nothing like that. So I've got kind of hold Lee Evans quite close to my heart. I must admit, me and Michael have got a bit of a...
Yeah, and I used to watch Lee Evans all the time. And then I remember buying videos of Lee Evans.
I better do some gumps.
Hell, Dave, you made me jump.
Right. I watched Lee Evans in a film last night, funny enough.
Was it Mouse Hunt?
No.
Oh.
Lee Evans, age 58, is a retired English stand-up comedian, actor and writer. Apart from stand-up, he's appeared in movies, including Funny Bones, Mouse Hunt, There's Something About Mary and The Ladies' Man.
Also, The Fifth Element.
Yeah, the film I watched him in last night as well, The Martins. In 2008, the DVD of Evans' Big Live at the O2 Show became the highest-selling Christmas DVD in the UK, only to be surpassed by his own Monster Tour DVD in 2014. He announced his retirement in 2017.
I read his autobiography. It's a really good read. It's a really good read, yeah.
Peter Kay, age 48, is an English actor, singer and stand-up comedian. He has written and acted and produced several TV and film projects and authored 3 books. His TV works includes That Peter Kay Thing, Phoenix Night, Max and Paddy's Road to Nowhere and Car Share. He has made guest appearances on Coronation Street and Doctor Who.
And I tried to read Peter Kay's autobiography at one point, but I found it quite difficult to read because his references are... Oh, yeah, my dad or my sister or whoever, they're a mix between this person and that person, and I didn't know who those two people are. I sort of lost interest in it in the end. But Peter Kay is someone...
They're both so funny, aren't they?
Yeah, but in very different ways. I mean, Lee Evans is very...
they're in different worlds,
aren't
they?
If I asked you to do an impression of Lee Evans, what would you do? Yeah, see, Bobbling's waving her hands about.
And all this.
But that's what I mean, yeah. But if you was to speak it, if you was to say one of his jokes...
Well, everything's all 100 miles an hour and a bit neurotic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he sweats for a suit. Who does that?
Yeah, be like you.
The bit I always remember the bit where one of his early stage things where he went to the disco and his dad was dancing. He goes, oh, my dad was dancing. Give me the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's... his best stuff was earlier, wasn't it?
I found that the later he got, the more he sort of swore and things like that. Because when I went to see him at the O2, I think that was the Monster Tour one. He did swear quite a lot. I remember thinking that. But he had a sitcom as well. I can't remember what it's called. It might have even been called Lee Evans's World. And it was a house share.
He done one where there were six stories as well, didn't he?
The small ones.
One in the garage.
Yeah, that's right, where you're not allowed to go in.
Yeah.
And you're sort of, cheese and onion. They have to go through the shop and then come all the way back and then go back. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Lee Evans is...
His dad was in the Tremolos.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And that's why his autobiography was so good, because he wanted to... He plays quite a few instruments. He's quite talented in that respect. And when he tried to start doing music, and he, you know, encouraged by his dad, the first time he got up on stage, he tripped and everyone laughed, tried to play the piano and it was all wrong and the thing felt... Yeah, and it was and he was getting laughs and he was really pissed off because it went badly. But when he got off stage, everyone was like, oh, that was brilliant. That was so funny. That was... And then he sort of... It all clicked into
that's
gear.
That's a bit
normal
wisdom-ish, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember that first time we saw him. I still remember that. You know, when he goes, what's your name? He couldn't get the lead from the microphone could he?
Yeah. And there's hilarious. One, the thing me and Michael was talking about.
What's your name? Where are you from?
The thing me and Michael always talk about is the one where he starts off where he's listening to a tape that teaches you how to do stand-up. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, he's got my mother-in-law, what a man.
Yeah, he's got a mat on the floor and it says, take your left step. Then lean on the mic stand and then put your right step. Now lean and point at somebody in the front row. And it's like a record thing puts on. And it says, now, say your line as if you're talking to a friend. My mother-in-law. And he goes, my mother-in-law. And then emphasize the punchline. What a man. And he goes, what a man? What a man? What a man?
That's where you get it from.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and there are so many things, like me and Michael growing up at the same times, we're very different people, but that is something that we've always had. He could say a line. There's one that Michael does where he said he goes on a Club 1830 thing and he's on a coach and then the rep stands up and she goes, I can't remember her name, but she goes, my name's Stacey, and I've been shagged by everybody in Kalamongo. and the driver, he's there like, hey, did I have the coach? Somebody's nicked this guy's donkey. Like, he's walking bow-legged and that. It's something that me and Michael, he could say a line and I could say it.
You can pick it up.
Yeah. And I don't think people do that anymore with stand-up. We absolutely went to town on
Peter
Kay.
Yeah, but if Peter Kay was around... That age, same age, you probably would have been the same.
Yeah, but you got to think, Lee Evans came around the same sort of time as, like, Jim Carrey and all these wacky kind of
outgoing. He's not annoying like Jim Carrey at all. I don't like the wacky Jim Carrey and all that, but Lee Evans I love.
Would you not describe Lee Evans as wacky then?
Well, that's really weird, because, yeah. But not in the same way.
No, I know what you mean.
Do you see what I mean, Dave?
Yeah, I don't see that.
I don't see him as a
Jim Carrey, Robin Williams type.
No, I don't. Not even
the thing where he used to pump himself up with that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm fine. And he wipes his head, then he goes.
Oh, it's been that film, The Martins. You ever seen that?
Yeah, I have, with the pregnant girl.
Yeah, daughter's pregnant when she's 14. He's married to Kathy Burke.
That's right. Yeah,
I've seen it before. My wife has seen it before as well, but she don't remember anything about it at all.
She can watch it again tonight.
If she went out of her friends, boozing.
She's gone out, boozing.
Left me on my own.
Yeah,
on the old gin, she is.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I was given strict instructions today to bottom the place because Yvonne's coming over tomorrow.
Auntie Yvonne. Auntie Yvonne.
Polished and I went out and cut the grass. I'm blaming that.
Cut the grass?
Cut the grass anyway.
He's only got a pair of scissors.
Tweezers, one at a time.
But Peter Kay, funny in everything.
On
interviews, in adverts, the...
John Smith's.
Yeah, John Smith's. And there's another Warburton's he did as well.
That's right.
Recently. He's just funny in everything. And that Peter Kay thing, that program he did, was brilliant because he played almost every character. And I remember there's one scene where these got they it's all based at a services, and it's like a documentary, like The Office, I suppose, yeah. About the cleaner who's played by Peter Kay, the security guard who's played by Peter Kay, and the ice cream man outside yeah. They're all sitting in this room. All these workers, and they're going, oh no, the health and safety bloke's coming. Oh God. You know, he got caught shagging a dog, didn't you? And he's like, oh God. Oh yeah, the dog's, he's here. He's here. And the guy walks in, and he's a proper Jolesworth with his immaculate high vis on. Okay, here we go. And he's got a whiteboard and he's saying, your exits are here, here, here. And he draws this thing on the wall, on the whiteboard. And one bloke turns to another, he goes, he's drawing a dog. And he's drawing a dog and it looks a bit like a dog. Yeah, yeah, that was really good.
And when he does it, everyone, like different people at a wedding, I just laugh so much at that. Don't matter, I've heard it 100 times.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit, bitch, and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watch.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on the big... Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On the big cunty couch. Mwah.
The only thing I've got a bit tired of was that Max and Paddy thing. I think that went on a bit
too far.
I've got
to be honest, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I don't know that. It's
Peter... It's
Phoenix Knights.
Phoenix Knights.
Max and Paddy McGorman. They've done a sort of follow on, and it just went too far.
I think.
I'm not keen on Paddy McGuinness anyway.
No, I'm not, if I'm honest.
Oh, but, I don't mind Paddy McGuinness. I like him.
Carl Shear was good.
Yeah, it was.
He was good in Coronation Street as the weirdo. Do you remember that?
I don't remember him in Coronation
Street. He was in Coronation Street as two characters. He's twice. I mean, the late mid-90s, he was just one role as a shoplifter.
And then he was the health and safety guy who shagged the dog.
And then he came in. Do you remember Sally Lindsay, the blonde girl who worked behind the bar in Coronation Street? She was in Phoenix Knights as well.
Yeah,
I think she took over from...
They were both from Carshare?
No. She took... I was going to say, she took over for... Oh, what's the dwarfy bloke? Warwick Davis. The show he does.
Oh, Tenable.
Tenable, she took over that when he was out filming.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. And she was working behind the bar and he turned up as like this creepy bloke who wanted to take her out. And when she went back to his place, his sort of mum dominated him and that. Yeah, it was sort of a spook. He was in it for quite a few weeks, you know, and then they just got rid of the character. You obviously weren't going to stay in it for long, but yeah, just the little cameo there. And he's been in Doctor Who, which I never knew.
I never watched that.
No, I don't. I used to watch it back in the day.
If somebody said to me, "What's the worst thing that's ever been made on telly?" That's up there. Oh, I mean, it's awful. It's awful. I always say the joke that
it's got a great theme tune though.
David Tennant left Doctor Who to start a new career acting.
Ooh.
Controversial. Yeah. I don't like David.
And we got a woman Doctor Who, now we got a black one, haven't we?
What, black woman?
No, a black bloke's the next Doctor Who, is he?
I think so. Did I read that?
Yeah, there'd be a bloke with one arm next.
But does it matter? I mean,
it don't matter, but it's very predictable, though, isn't it?
It's rubbish, isn't it? It's the same thing as all of these things where people have got powers. I call them magic shows. My fiance Vicky, she loves a magic show like Witcher and all these things where
Discovery of Witcher.
Every scene is somebody holding their hand up, stopping something from happening. Nobody ever dies. Nobody's in trouble. They've all got a last minute thing that can get them out of it, like Harry Potter, I suppose. Do you remember that thing that so-and-so gave me at the first minute? Oh, now I can use it. I'll grow up. It's lazy writing, that is. Talking of writing...
I like a magic act.
A magic act?
I like on Britain's Got Talent when it's the magic act.
Oh, I don't watch Britain's Got Talent.
Sutherland.
Illumination! Is he still on it? Is that the voice bloke? Doing the...
No, that's X Factor.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh,
fair. Same thing, isn't it?
Oh, is that, yeah, same thing, isn't it?
No.
Diana Vickers!
You're going back a bit.
Am I? How long ago was that?
Years ago.
That was the last time I watched it.
Oh, yeah. Well, X Factor had been on for a few years, though, has it?
Oh, was it not?
No.
Got the boot.
I can't believe you don't like Britain's Got Talent.
Why? You got Ant and Dec, so Simon good. Cowell, and the public.
But some of them are funny.
The audience. People don't know they're on camera going, oh, my God, there's any lovely. Oh,
no, but some of the acts are funny.
I can't watch it.
Well, I suppose Law of Averages, if you get, you know, 100 people on there in a series, you must get a couple of decent ones,
yeah,
surely.
Some of them are really funny.
I want a nutter. I want somebody to go on there.
You're just... a nutter? No. Oh, Pauline.
Yeah. And I want a nutter to be on, yeah, I like it when they bring out the weirdos and that.
Yeah, I do. Like in X Factor at the beginning, ones that can't sing and all that.
But
I, like
I just feel like, I just feel like Britain's Got Talent is, you've got, say, you've got a gymnast team of about 20 people who can balance each other on top of each other by their heads with, on one foot, on a ball. And you think, bloody hell,
yeah,
that is amazing.
That.
And then you get somebody come out who's an okay comedian who's in a wheelchair. There's just a sympathy thing all the time. They did it in X Factor. They used to do it in X Factor, like, oh, I've always loved to sing, but when my mum died...
Oh, my dad gets annoyed at that. Why do we need to know the backstory?
I don't care about you. Just sing a bloody song.
Yeah, it's after the sympathy vote, aren't they?
No, of course they are. That's what it's all about. It's
I like the funny ones in Britain's Got Talent, though.
But that was the idea between The Voice, wasn't it, with their turnaround chairs, yeah. So they don't actually see them. But anyway, why are we talking about this?
Because you brought it up.
Anyway, yeah, I was talking about scripts. I sent you my scripts, didn't
I? You know what? I finally read it, didn't I?
You did. But my latest rewrite of Dusty.
And I thought to myself...
What, Dusty Bin?
No, stop saying that every time I say Dusty.
I thought to myself, why did it need adjust? Like, when you sent it to me, I was a bit... Not pissed off, that's a bit strong, but I was a bit like... Why?
Yeah, so let me explain.
Before.
Yeah, so I did a version of my first script that I sent to Pauline. She listened to it, read it, and then on the podcast she said that she
and
liked
I did,
it. Right,
loved it.
So now I've sent over a 30-page rewrite.
Yeah, when you said I'm sending you my rewrite, do you mind reading it? I thought, oh, I liked it before. I don't want you to change anything. But then I read it, and I think you were right. To rewrite it, because this time it was funnier, even though you had funny lines in the other one that did make me actually laugh out loud. This one seemed, am I allowed to talk about
it? Yeah, you can talk about it. People won't know what you're talking about, but yeah.
But there was quite a few that made me laugh. It seemed quite punchy, and the relationship between him and Mike.
Yeah, because the two characters are called Bob and Mike.
Yeah, and
original.
Even Mandy the Whore got
Mandy the Whore,
don't
did
even
it?
Know that, yeah. And Dave.
Is that there? Yeah, Dave is as well. He's a man who lives in a van. So,
but it was little things that crept in that made me laugh, like even about the cat with no legs but got feet. Oh no! And it's loads of little punchy bits, and I thought, oh, actually, yeah.
If you're listening and you like a good script, send a message to Podcast Elimination. I'm happy to get any kind of feedback. I sent it to Yvonne. She did send me an email back, but I haven't read it yet, so hopefully
you've done really well.
Well,
when did she send it to you?
Hey?
When did she send you this email?
Just I was leaving. Today, yeah. Just I was on my way.
3 weeks ago, I haven't read it yet.
No, it was today. Yeah, it was today. But yeah, so I just wanted to mention that, Pauline. Thank you very much
you
for reading
well
it.
There.
Dave won't read it because... He doesn't like me.
It's nothing you can say to that.
So if I was to say do a Peter Kay impression, Pauline.
Oh, I can't do impressions.
What's the first thing that pops into your head when you say Peter Kay?
I'm going to do Peter Kay.
Passed out, toothache on the floor.
Reaching for the pound.
Yeah, reaching for the pound, passed out.
He did the lyrics thing as well, didn't he? That was good.
Oh, that was just incredibly good.
Yeah. I don't waste my evenings, he said.
No, you don't, I'll be.
Yeah. We play, but also, a little thing about Peter Kay was that he sort of mentored Jason Manford. Pauline put her hand up.
No, because something just popped in my head.
Go on,
then. Oh, no, it's about Lee Evans. It's about, Oh, no, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, go on.
But there's something with my mum that just makes me laugh about Lee Evans. When I was at home, like, one time, and we had Lee Evans on, me and I can't remember who I was watching it with, and mum said, I'm going to go and have a bath. So I was like this. So she went off and had a bath. She come down, dressing gown on, towel light round her head. And she literally sat down and was watching it, was laughing. And then Lee Evans was going, I can't remember the exact joke, he goes, men, he said, they're so different from women. He said, men, they have a bath, they get out, they dry themselves really quick. Not women, they rap. Mum's sitting there all wrapped up. I'll dry it in my own time. And we looked at Mum and she, you know, when she used to shriek with laughter. She was sitting there with towel round her head, towel round her and her dressing gown.
Yeah. It's
funny when the kids come down. Emily walked in, he's only 9, he walked in with the towel around
her head. Women rap.
Yeah, I will dry in my own time, thank you. But he did the keyhole surgery. That's what he did that. Yeah, blokes would just dry every spot in a couple of seconds, bit of keyhole surgery. But Peter Kay is the garlic bread. That's the first thing.
I didn't realise till you said the other day. Garlic, I said something to you, bread. Didn't I? And you had to be garlic bread.
Garlic
yeah.
bread.
And I didn't realise that
garlic.
Was Peter Kay's
joke. That was the first thing that...
Well, I've seen it loads now. We've watched quite a bit.
I do. It's just a great... I feel like if you go and see Peter Kay, it is a proper show. Like a show.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I just feel like you get...
I just wish he'd do more. He cancelled the last tour, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a personal thing, wasn't it? Yeah. Something to do with his family.
Like 90 dates.
Yeah. Canceled. Yeah.
But I still don't know what way I'm going. That's a nice T-shirt, Dave.
Are you a baseball fan? Do you watch movies, TV, or are you curious about the lives of professional baseball players or people in the entertainment industry? Then Peanuts, Popcorn, and Cracker Jacks is the podcast for you. Hosted by Jeff Santo, a writer-director and son of a Hall of Fame Chicago Cubs baseball player, this podcast comes out every other Thursday with extraordinary guest interviews and surprise Cracker Jack guests. It's fun, it's emotional. It's Peanuts, Popcorn, and Cracker Jacks.
Great podcasting, like this. Do you want to describe his T-shirt?
It's really nice. Brian? I just noticed the Guinness sign. I thought, oh, I like that.
It's not new.
I've never seen you in that.
I think you have.
Oh.
It's
a stripy T-shirt with the Guinness logo. I like it.
Like a rugby shirt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some people can't get away with horizontal stripes, Dave.
There's no such thing as horizontal stripes. They're hoops.
Are they though?
Queen's Park Rangers playing blue and white hoops. Sunderland playing red and white stripes.
Not if they don't join.
Go that way, they're hoops.
Not if they're joint. Not if they're not joint.
Hoops.
I wish
yeah, thanks, Pauline. Ruined my relationship with my dad. Thanks. Have you got a quiz or anything, Dave? Do you want to?
Do you want to do a little quiz?
Nah.
Oh, she got slaughtered by wife here about 14-3.
Oh, yeah, I was listening. Like by the pool. I was listening. Wasn't Fred there at that time?
Yeah, but he wasn't in the quiz.
The good thing was when Fred was there, while I was laughing by the pool, was when Michael was talking about not going to school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
and you said, oh, you don't look very impressed, Fred. What are your thoughts on your dad not going to school? You went, I'm not surprised. I was waiting myself. And then it became a whole thing about him and Michael. That was good, yeah. Well done, you lot. Well done, yeah. Should have had more of them, though, but that's fine. I'm back.
Well, tell him then when he's here next.
Grow up. He doesn't even listen to this podcast, yeah. We can slag him right off.
Right off.
Right off. Right, and should we do a...
The quiz.
Let me just test it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Pauline, it works.
Right, it's a little quiz. Pauline versus Bob.
Old school.
Now, we've got three questions each on cinema.
What was that?
Cinema, TV, and general knowledge.
Oh, GK. So,
I think 2 points for a correct answer, a point if I pass it over. All right?
Okay, so no shouting out.
So I'm going to do the TV one. Actually, it's movies. Not
how many are you going to read? How many are you going to do?
3 each.
Oh, okay.
Let's just keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Like car makes. Let's keep it moving. Oh, you didn't know
anything. Why, Pauline?
right, please.
Where's the coin?
I think someone's stolen it. I think it's Fred. Right, do you want to go first or second, Bob?
I'll go first, why not?
I'm going to read you out.
Do I need a buzzer?
So can I ask a question? If he don't know it and I do, can I answer it?
Yeah, you get 1 point.
Not that that's going to happen, yeah, but just in case.
But don't jump in.
Okay, let's go. Right, cinema, Robert.
Yes.
The 2015 movie Creed is a spin-off from which successful movie series?
Rocky.
2 points.
Yay.
Oh, no, that's Arnie.
You again, Robert.
Oh, hello, yeah.
Where did the monsters go in the 2013 animated film?
Through the door.
Monster High.
Yeah, where do they go?
Oh, I know what it is.
Monsters, Inc. into the High.
No, University was the answer. Yeah. Your last one, Robert.
Yep.
What was Wilson in the Tom Hanks film Castaway?
Volleyball.
He was a volleyball. 2 points.
Wilson!
Right, Pauline, 6 points to be had here. What is the name? Oh, no, sorry, that's not the question.
Can I just do that? Just so that... Yeah. Because I didn't get it.
Okay. You didn't get no... Did you either?
Yeah, I know.
In which film does DiCaprio's play Hugh Glass?
Oh.
Hugh Glass is the main character played by Leonardo DiCaprio in which film?
Well, I'll just have to name a film.
Well, you will, yeah.
Yeah. Wolf of Wall Street.
Is it What's He Eating Gilbert Grape?
The Revenant.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Pauline.
Good film, though.
Which actor was transformed into The Fly in 1986?
Oh, I don't know.
I know. Jeff Goldblum. That is, I like that film.
Good film.
It's messed up, but it's good.
What's the bird's name?
I've
seen
it.
I don't know. The bee?
The wolf.
Probably, yeah, right.
It's iconic, the hub they go in. Have you ever seen The Fly? You've never seen The Fly?
No.
Oh, watch The Fly.
Pauline, who plays the lead character in Mad Max Fury Road?
Don't know.
I don't know if it's the new one. Is it Mel Gibson?
No, Tom Hardy.
Oh, see, I knew it was new one.
No, none of them films.
Gina Davis is the woman. Right.
From Mad Max.
Pauline, you're going first this time.
Okie dokie.
And it's
live.
It's music.
Dave's going to sing a song.
Now, I've got the exact year here.
Oh, God.
Well, do you want me to give her a year either way?
Yeah, I think you should.
I'll give
you
a year either way.
Could it be 10 years either way?
I Will Always Love You was a global smash hit for Whitney Houston in which year?
Oh, my goodness sake. 1996. Oh.
Robert.
I mean, I don't know. Is it... Hold on, 96. 98.
92.
Oh, really?
I was only 10.
Pauline.
Yes.
What is the last line of the Queen's song, Bohemian Rhapsody?
The very, very last line of
the
song.
The very, very last line.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Anyway, the wind blows.
Absolutely.
No, that's not it.
I didn't think. It is. That's how it ends. Nothing really matters.
Pauline, who sang the theme tune to the film Ghostbusters?
Oh, God.
Who are you going to call?
You even know the song? What's the last lyric?
I don't know.
Coach.
You'll know this, Bob. Don't let yourself down.
I want to say Clive something. No, I don't know.
Ray Parker Jr.
I knew it was a double barrel.
Robert, which band released the song Moves
Like...
Oh,
is this me or is it...
Yeah, it's free. She's had her free.
Oh, right, okay.
Which band released the song Moves Like Jagger in 2012?
Maroon 5.
Oh.
Dangerously in Love is a debut album released by which singer?
Oh, it's got to be... I want to say Dangerously in Love. Jessica Simpson.
No.
Album
Dangerously
in Love. What was the year, did you say?
I didn't give you.
Yeah, there was no year.
Oh,
but it's their first album.
Kings of Leon.
Beyonce.
Oh.
Robert, Daft yes. Punk had a 20 had a hit in 2013 with the song Get
Lucky.
I like that song.
Get Lucky. Yeah, Pharrell Williams.
Pauline.
Pharrell, not Pharrell.
Pharrell. Oh, no, it's your turn. Pharrell. Bob, oh. Your turn.
What?
Your turn to go first.
Oh, okay.
Everybody I've not said none.
Everybody, you said yours. No, you went first last time.
I don't know what's going on.
You went first. You went first. Now he goes first.
Oh, he just answered three.
I know, because you went first. Now it's his turn.
How good are we at quizzes? We can't even, we can't even tell who's going.
How many players are there in a volleyball team?
Don't know, but they got nice bums.
That's beach volleyball.
Six?
Six is right.
Oh, well done.
In British history, in which century was the National Health Service created?
Oh,
centuries. I'm not very good at centuries. 17th century.
Not bad.
I don't know what century.
19th.
So 20th, just after the war, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know when the war was. What war? Dates I'm terrible with.
Robert, what car yes. manufacturer do you associate with the XJ, the S-Type and the XF?
I want to say Tesla, but I'll say Mercedes.
Jaguar.
Oh,
yay!
That's what you're driving,
that's what
at
I'm
the
driving
moment.
Now.
What a bitch.
Pauline, in chess, which piece can only move one square at a time?
The queen.
No, the queen can do everything. It's the king.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh,
you're
it's
you're
too late. Like, you would have got that your fit.
You don't even know what chess is. Pauline, in which year did the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II take place? And you know what this year is.
Oh!
You should be able to work
Jesus!
The Queen's coronation.
So...
So Coronation Street started in... I'm not even going to guess at this. I don't know.
You are. I'm going to make you. Come on, you must know.
50 years, is it? 70?
No.
No?
All of...
In which year did you say?
Yeah, it was Coronation...
What's she doing? Oh, come on, say a number. Jesus.
Because I'm totally sure.
No, I'm completely the opposite. I wouldn't even know what number to think of. She's moving her fingers along at the moment. She's playing the piano.
Oh, because I'm not totally sure I'm getting this right.
Well, David, tell you. Nothing really matters.
Come on.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, 1942.
Yeah, in the middle of the war.
What's the question, Dave? Read the question again.
In which year did the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II take place?
19... What did you say?
42.
Oh, okay, yeah, no. 56.
Yeah, the coronation coach got a little bombs going on.
Oh, 1956. I don't know.
53.
Oh, oh you're yeah.
close. Shame on you two. That's all I've got to say.
She listens as well,
oh,
Mum.
Because it's the Jubilee.
Oh,
up.
Yeah, is it?
Oh, no. We got the Jubilee this
you'd
week.
You'd have to add up to 70, you know, wouldn't you? Would have had to
do it. Mum like arm.
Which
not
English county?
Man like jam.
Which English county is known as the Garden of England?
Kent.
What'd you call me?
Yeah.
Final score, Pauline 5, Bob 11.
Oh. Whoop, whoop.
That
whoop,
was
whoop.
Shocking.
That
now,
was bad.
I
we should have got the Jubilee one.
Oh, I don't care about that. Who cares about that? I don't... Well, I've got 2 days off work, so I do care about that. Thank you, Queenie. Nice one.
Oh, I do like the Queen. I do like her. I'd be sad when she goes.
She's not going to stand up, though.
Rubbish band as well.
If she came on, I would respect her if she came on a yearly speech and went, my mother-in-law, what a man! I did want to mention, actually, because the last episode we talked about, you talked about Andy Samberg, and I felt like he didn't get a good...
Well, he didn't.
Well, no, that's what I mean.
Because you weren't here and someone else didn't
turn up.
Don't
blame me. I was all
I do blame you.
Was you here? I was not here.
Well, there you go.
We did the best we could, didn't we?
We gave him his best shot.
I just wanted to say, Andy Samberg, he's probably on the list because of me.
You and Mike, and you both weren't here.
Well, I'm not going to go on about it because he's out now, but if you like comedy films, have a look at Hot Rod with him in it. That's my boy, and obviously Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He also...
I've seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Bob. It does nothing.
I've just been watching it while I've been working, and I've watched about 3 seasons of it. I like it.
Busy day, then.
Yeah, absolutely. what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah. I don't even know what he's going to say.
Oh, but he also did the Mark Wahlberg thing. Did you see that? I sent
you
the clip.
Oh, that was actually quite good, yeah.
Yeah,
with that the donkey. Where I saw the first
Mark
bit
Wahlberg talks to animals. And he, hey, you know me. I'm Mark Wahlberg. What's that all about?
But apart from that, but I didn't get none of it.
No, that's fine. That's right. He's out now anyway, so we don't need
would
to
would you have voted for him over Lee Mack?
No, I wouldn't have.
Surely not. What have you done about Billy Connolly?
Surely not. She's not in it, is she?
I was here for that one.
I was
here
when you were here. You weren't.
But things that happen. Things happen, things move
you
on.
You weren't here for Billy Connolly.
I was. That was the last one I was in.
Yeah, David Jason and Jimmy Carr.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to mention as well, is the we say what we want on this podcast. So if we're saying a joke that somebody has said, it's already out there. So for us to say it isn't, you know, there was a bit where you said, oh, Jimmy Carr did this joke, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, because I don't want to.
No, but that's what I mean. It's not coming from us. It's the fact that we're talking about these stand-ups. Some of them say
if she was to repeat saying offensive, it's still
really
offensive, isn't it? That means, I can say so-and-so is an effing boss it. I mean, you're still saying
who,
it, aren't
Michael?
You? Oh, yeah. I'll say that.
No, but yeah, I just wanted to say that. That's, you know, all your, you know, what do they call them? Sugar fairy? No, whatever. Yes, Pauline, got a finger up.
Last night, I watched Ricky Gervais. That's caused a lot of controversial.
Oh, he's got a new stand-up,
hasn't he? I haven't watched it yet. Well, I was laughing. He covers and takes the piss from every subject. Now, I will say from... Sorry if I offend people, from disabilities to dead babies to pedos.
Funny women.
Every single city, don't leave nothing out.
Yeah.
And when I was watching him and I was thinking, oh my God, that's a bit close to my, oh my God, I was laughing. And then at the end of it, he done such a good explanation of how it shouldn't offend and why you're offended. And it just explains it really, really well. That when I finished watching him, I thought, do you know what, he's so right.
Yeah.
Everything he just said there was so right, and we should be able to joke
about anything.
Anything.
Well, but you say that, right?
You got to watch it.
I went to a Ricky Gervais test thing that he does very rarely in Leicester Square. Very small, intimate. I was four rows from the front. Ricky Gervais doing. Sort of does his show that's on Netflix before he sort of finally.
Like the thing we saw at a comedy thing that time in Deptford.
Yeah. They sort of come, he did his whole set and then he sort of goes away and thinks, nah, that didn't work. This did
up the creek.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So he did this joke on there while I was there that when I watched it on Netflix, it wasn't there. So whether he thought it was too far or whatever. He was doing. I'm going to say it because it's not. I don't think it's that bad, but it's just quite a clever wordplay. But he was saying. He said, "I read the front of the newspaper. It said Britain's worst paedophile." And obviously, as soon as you say that, the whole room just went deadly silent.
Yeah.
And he said, "The youngest person to be affected by this paedophile was as young as 10 years old." And again, the room is absolutely silent. You're thinking, Jesus Christ.
Where's he going with this one?
Yeah. And everyone's there and he went, Britain's best paedophile, really, isn't he? But do you know what I mean? That's the sort of thing he would say. And he was like, he was saying, I'm the worst one. I'm the worst paedophile because I've never done it. He's the best. He's nailed it. But again, he explained it in a way that you came away like, if somebody just said that in a pub, you'd be like, whoa. But because the way he does it. But anyway, we will talk about Ricky Gervais at some point because he's definitely in 64.
But watch that.
But I will do. I'm waiting for sort of, I don't want to watch it on my Mac. I want to watch it on the telly, proper big telly. Because I've been waiting a long time for that.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. Well, it's the main one. When you go on Netflix, it comes on that big bit.
I don't have a clue.
You're a clue about anything, have you?
I mean, these are two. These are two monsters when it comes to British comedy.
Tell him off, Bob.
Tell my dad off. Lee Evans is very manic.
Why did he retire?
I just think he, in his autobiography, he.
Strange that no one's ever done that, have they, really?
No, but he said...
At the peak of his pay, he was only about 53 when he retired.
No, but he's in his book, he said that he's. his wife has sacrificed a lot of time with her to sort of do the stand up and go on tour.
Yeah, but he's earning millions of pounds.
I don't know. He just feels like he's done. I've done my time. I don't need to do this anymore. I don't want to just be my wife. There's a good There's a good bit in his autobiography where he does his first. He does a competition of stand up, and he wins it. And he wins, and he and
funny because he won a competition in the Martins as well. Didn't
And he wins a check for a certain amount, like £1,000. And for him, that was like everything. Like, oh my god, I got £1,000 or whatever. And he said to him and his girlfriend at the time, they walked down the promenade and walked out onto the pier, and they sat with their feet dangling over the pier. And he was holding his check, and he was just like, I can't believe, like, I've earned this. I've earned, like, seen his mum scrape for money and all that. And he dropped the check.
Yeah, but hang on. His mum would have scraped for money, would she? His dad was in the Tremolos, for God's sake.
Yeah, but it's not the kind of money you earn now if you're a showman or whatever. Yeah, but he's not. You're saying that, but you're not, are you? I mean, you think Lauren and Hardy, they weren't millionaires, were they? They had ample amount of money. That's fine. But it's a different time. They got paid less.
So Tremolo's all in millions of records. They don't earn any money then?
No, well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
What I'm saying is he weren't as poor as some people.
Well, fair enough, yeah. I mean, find me the poorest man in the world, you know. How can you gauge it? Anyway, so he dropped the check. He dropped the check, right, into the water, and he panicked. He was like, oh, my God. Oh my God, I've got to go and ask him back. And his girlfriend then, who ended up being his wife, said, no, don't worry about it. It's going to be all right, because she sort of knew that that's not the last time that's ever going to happen. Yeah. Don't worry. He sort of thought, oh, my God, this is it. I've got to keep hold of this. Like, it was a gold bar. Like, oh, my God. And she was like, no, it'll be fine. She calmed him down in the end and just said, it'll be fine. But also, Peter Kay's autobiography, one of the things I remember out of it was when he entered a competition, and he was entering the competition not even thinking about winning. Johnny Vegas was in the same competition, and he was like being pushed as like the next kind of big comedian for the UK or whatever in this competition. He was definitely going to win it. Anyway, so Peter Kay's on the train on the way to this competition, and he's reading his notes, trying to remember it, trying to go through all of his material. And his mum had packed him a sandwich. So on the train, he started eating the sandwich, and unbeknownst to him, his mum had put a note in the sandwich to say, good luck, hope you're going. And he choked, like, on the train, and instead of doing his material, he told everyone about that on the thing, and he ended up winning the thing. Aww. And he realised at that point, oh, actually, I can get a subject and just talk. Makes me feel more comfortable rather than remembering every word.
Remembering
every
jokes. Yeah.
But Peter Kay, I find, is so funny. Even like on Jonathan Ross, or I mean, that last episode of Parky where he came out.
Oh, I've seen that.
You got a side job now, you know, lollipop lady with the high view. It's just, he's brilliant, isn't he? He's brilliant.
Oh, they both are.
Diary.
Hello, everyone in podcast world. It's Wednesday, January the 29th.
I'm picturing you sitting by a fireplace.
1975. Strike at work. Oh, no bus drivers. All the bus drivers got on strike.
Yeah, they went down the pub. That's where they went.
Brooksy picks me up in the morning. Do 3 sets of RT shoes and a garden shaft. After work, meet Jackie at Charing Cross. Go to Sid Cup from there. Have a couple of light owls in a pub, then go to Sue and Steve's. That's my sister. Iris, Leslie, Yvonne and Liz come down.
Blimmin' heck, Liz as well.
It's a family affair.
That's my middle name after her.
Oh, yeah. Steve gives Jackie a lift home. Stay the night at Steve's.
Diary.
Well, there you go.
So you saw everyone that day.
I've written something in the following days. I haven't got a clue what I'm talking about.
Oh, now I need to.
No, you have to wait till tomorrow.
Oh, we'll have to wait, yeah.
Have to wait, boys and girls.
Good night, everybody. Like Jack and Ori. So, I mean, it's come to the time. We have
I've
to
decided.
Vote. We have to
I've,
vote.
I've got to decide, and I like them both. I'm
well, you might as well go.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't mean to do it, I'm just letting you know.
No, you might as well go, yeah, do it.
I'm going Lee Evans.
And
I
what,
think
why is
he's
that?
he's just taken the slight lead, 49-51. Is that right?
Well, 51-49.
Yeah, that I think if I've really.
What mate?
Because everything about Peter Kay as well, but everything about him is just so funny, even just all the way he uses his body, even the way he talks, his mannerisms, his everything. And I've got in my heart from being younger, and there's just more of a connection. Only tiny. Because this could be a final for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some big guns have gone out in this first round.
I can't believe he's gone out.
All right, calm down. You keep saying
that. Well, I'm going totally opposite. Peter Kay is far superior to Lee Evans in every way. His stand-up's better. Lee Mack's stand-up is done. His best work. Lee Evans. Lee Evans' best work was done 30 years ago. I mean, there's Peter Kay is still at the top of his game. You don't know what he's going to come up with next. He's more versatile. He's funnier. And I just think he's pretty 71-29 for me.
Oh, I didn't think it'd be that.
Well, I mean, I've had to think a lot about this because these are two monsters when it comes to British stand-up. But I think I've got to go Peter Kay.
Yeah.
Because I just think about everything he's done.
I'm glad I went the Evans now then, so that he did get
him. Yeah. I mean, it is close. I mean, if I could go 50.1, 49.1, is that half?
No, 49.9.
Yeah, if I could go mathematically correct.
Oh,
my Achilles heel is anything to do with numbers. If I could go 3.42, that'd be great. Yeah, because even like Amarillo and things like that,
Amarillo.
I'm definitely
going to sing on that song. You know,
no,
he only mimed to it.
Yeah, it's Christie. Yeah. What's his name?
It's Tony Christie.
That's right.
We're featuring Peter Kay, but he doesn't actually do anything on
it. No, he just mimes.
He just mimes to it on that. Never really called me falling over.
Yeah.
I am happy about that, Peter Kay. Though. Yeah, this is too hard for me. I was hoping Mike would be here and I wouldn't get a
phone.
Oh,
if Peter Kay got knocked out, I would have left. I mean, we lost Billy Connolly, can't we? Peter Kay as well.
I can't. He's really close. Really close. I'm not going to do the figures again, but it was really close. And I love Lee Evans. I do. But the only difference between them, in my opinion, is I love stand-ups who it seems like they're just chatting. And that's how Peter Kay is. It's like he's like everyone's funny uncle, like that bloke. Whereas
and everything
Lee
Evans, he says, it's like
we didn't even mention the Danny Baker thing. He was great in that.
Oh yeah,
as the dad,
Cradle to Grave.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Played the
that.
Common, yeah, the Cockney.
That like, rings a bell. Cradle to Grave. Yeah,
Danny Baker's. Like,
you watching the docs?
I think I have seen that.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I'd watch it again if it was on again.
Mm, yeah. Well, there you go. Peter Kay is through. Lee Evans in round one is out.
Oh, I'm good with that. Well, not good with Lee Evans.
I can't find him.
Well, both of these deserve a place to go further. But I mean,
I saw Lee Evans.
It's the draw.
Yeah. On the list at least.
Yeah, and there'll be bouts coming up in the future that.
I think you're going to get some Duffo matches because all the good ones are being drawn against each other.
Well, that's.
Well, I can't believe we got 64 good. Well, we haven't got 64 good ones, have we?
We got about 10.
If you know who's in there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it.
No, it ain't.
Oh.
The draw.
Oh, the draw. I always forget the draw.
Holly. Who you got?
Am I saying it now?
Yeah, go on.
Catherine Tay.
Oh, am I bothered?
I like her.
Am I bothered?
And Kevin Bridges.
Oh, Kevin Bridges. Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. I've read his autobiography as well. It's really good. Notice I only read autobiographies because it's like somebody telling you a story.
I can't believe you can read. I'm taking these pictures in these books.
No, it's audible.
Oh, okay.
You know where they tell you, they talk to you.
Oh, yeah. I used to listen to them.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Peter Kay is through. Lee Evans is unfortunately out, but, you know, that's the draw. And Catherine Tate will be up against Kevin Bridges in the next episode. Go away and research them. Have a look on YouTube or any other streaming sites. Pauline, do you know anything about these two?
Catherine Tate, I do.
Not Kevin Bridges. You ever heard
of her? Yeah, I know yeah. who he is, oh, okay. but I'm more known about her.
Okay. Dave, you...
Yeah, I've seen bits and bobs.
Of both?
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be an interesting one. We shall see you next time. Thank you for your
diary,
Dave.
Thank you for my K-ring.
That's all right. Welcome and happy birthday to...
Happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, grow up.